Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Still a very weirdly run show as I'm at Mission Control, pressing the buttons. I don't normally, but Michael Ross is in his house with the old COVID. Is he dead?
No, I'm still here.
No, he's still here.
For now.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, mate. It's been wild. Like, it honestly, I fall asleep. And it's like I've gone swimming. I wake up like a couple of hours later, drenched to the bone, and I need Dr. D's help later in the show because it's my body trying to fight COVID, and the doctors are like, don't try, don't let it do that. Yeah. And I don't understand.
Just accept your impending doom.
That's what it feels like. They're just like, you're just going to have to wait it out, and if he dies, he dies.
Yeah, your doctor, your GP is Drago.
It's open Drago from Rocky IV.
But first off, we will dive into why you were sleeping, and what's fun about this is I read the headlines that have happened while you were sleeping, and as per our boss's request, I write jokes. It was first time I did it, I put like an hour of prep and it was really good. And then it was like 20 minutes and it was like 10 minutes. And then Michael got COVID. And then so it was like 5 minutes. And then today I write them basically during the song, which is fun. And you can be the judge on if they're funny or not. But have a listen.
Here's what happened
while you were sleeping. Cosa Cranes for cranes, dozers, water and service truck hire.
Michael Ross, so these are the news headlines that happened while you were sleeping. And while you were sleeping, actually, no, while you were listening to that song, I wrote some jokes to go at the end of it, like a Tonight Show monologue, like my boss has always wanted. I think he wants more effort and preparation, but, you know, I'm pressing the buttons while you have COVID at home, so we'll deal with what we can deal with. Netflix has lost 200,000 subscribers, costing them $54 billion. And that's only from one person unsubscribing because it's very expensive.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Thanks, mate. Hold up.
There we go.
Nah, just the symbol was good enough.
The symbol's enough.
Triple M and Listener are bringing back audio Anzac Day services. This Anzac Day with Driveways at Dawn. Ironically, getting into Driveways at Dawns is how most people spend their public holiday Monday. Thoughts?
It's okay.
It feels weird mixing it with Anzac Day because it's like...
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
I actually, just side note, I do not agree. You're not allowed to sleep in on Anzac Day. I might do a rant a little bit later on. It's not a holiday. It's a get up early, pay your respects, and then you're lucky you don't get to go... You don't go to work because we made you get up early. But it's not a holiday. You don't get to sleep in past it. If you sleep in past it, go to work. But I'll talk about that a little bit later on. This next joke is really mean-spirited, and this is not normally the Mitchell and Michael way, but I thought I would do it anyway. Okay. WA will be the best place in the world to experience a total solar eclipse in exactly 1 year's time, and millions of dollars are being poured into preparations for a massive tourism campaign. The Exmouth Peninsula is expected to plunge into complete darkness for 62 seconds at 11:27 a.m. on April 20th, 2023, or at least we think that's when Clive Palmer's plane gets in.
Nice.
Thanks.
it was very long.
Yeah, but I wanted to give them the information as well.
It's like a log haul flight. But I felt that Clive was coming. I felt like
it. You did. Feel like that, didn't it? For some reason, he's the only fat joke you can make. I don't know. Maybe you want a dick.
Triple M, good times, greatest hits, Bon Jovi now. I'm stuck at home with the Rona, and during isolation, whether you had a little taste of it, maybe you had a bit of working from home, maybe you've had the Rona, you fill your time streaming shows and laying on the couch, Netflix. One of the biggest ones, the first one I felt that Australia ever had.
It is, isn't it?
That we were waiting. The rest of the world had streaming and we were waiting and they're like, here's Netflix. And we're like, this is amazing. And now it looks like we've changed our mind. And 200,000 people have left the service.
How come?
Well, they believe it's two things. Price.
Yep.
And the promise that sharing of accounts is probably going to be removed. Because that's the other thing.
How?
200,000 customers have left. That's more than 200,000 people. because you could have five accounts. So that could be a million people not watching Netflix.
Oh, okay. You know,
And they said that 2 million customers could be gone by the middle of the year.
So there'll be no... You can't do it on different screens or different IP address? Because like, I have one Netflix account in my on my TV, and then obviously on my laptop. So I can only pick one of those, or how's that work?
That's what they want to move towards. They want to go, well, you'll only get... If you are the customer, you can only be watching one at a time. You only have one set of eyes, so only one device can be watching at any time.
Okay.
And this has obviously put a lot of people off, and they said, well, how about this then? Why don't we make a cheaper version of Netflix?
Okay. Oh, no. And don't tell me. Are they going to add ads?
Yes.
Oh, that's incorrect.
Ads on Netflix. So would that possibly mean free? Because here at Triple M, we play you ads, and we are 100% free.
It's so we can keep it free.
We keep it free with ads. So surely we're going to get a free version of Netflix. We watch some ads.
Well, the inflection in your voice tells me that's not true.
It's not true. Oh. It's like bloody Foxtel.
Really?
they want you to pay and they'll show you ads.
That is outrageous. Although, can I just say, if they can boot everyone off of Netflix accounts except for the main person, that would thoroughly help me out, because like two of my ex-girlfriends are still watching my Netflix and I can't get them off.
You could just change the password.
Or I can't get them.
6:45 on Triple M. It is Mitchell and Michael, and for breakfast I'm having a big old bowl of COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, nom 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 nom.
COVID-O's. I require a remedy, and it's no longer a medical mystery. But I require our one and only P-plate physician, Dr. D.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Dr. D, it's Mitchell and Michael from Triple M. How are you?
Good morning, Mitchell and Michael. How are you?
Good. I'm driving the car because Michael has COVID. He's here.
So I'm in the boot.
Yeah, he's stuck at home in isolation. I'm pressing the buttons and controlling the entire radio show that goes out to the entire state. Are you full of confidence?
Well, I think you sound nervous. So, yes, I am.
Yes. It would be the equivalent as if someone... What are you studying? Like the mental health side? It's like if they handed you a scalpel and were like, take this man's leg off. You'd be like, ah.
Oh, that would be very dangerous for whoever the person's leg that I was operating on.
But would you give it a red hot crack? You would, wouldn't you?
Probably not.
Hey, Dr. D, this COVID stuff, it's not fun. And
can confirm, not that fun.
My body is trying to do something, though, that the doctors don't want it to do. And that is, I've got a fever. I think I keep getting up to, like, over 38 degrees. And the doctors have told me, they're like, don't let that happen. Take paracetamol to bring your temperature down. But why would my body... Surely the increase in temperature is like it's trying to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. Like back in the olden days when the body was like, oh, no, we've got an infection, we need to get rid of it. An easy way of the body getting rid of an infection was just heating things up, because a lot of bacteria and viruses can't stand higher temperatures. And it allows actually parts of your body's immune system to work faster, because it goes back to physics of chemical reactions happen faster when there's more heat energy happening. But the problem with being in a prolonged fever state is that some of your non-immune functions are compromised. So that's the general functions of your other organs, that if you heat things up, they can damage some of the internal structures of the cells there. And I think that's why the doctors that are treating you, who are probably doing a really good job, are saying, let's try and put a lid on your fever, because we don't want it to be too high for too long.
So is that bad, though? Because is it like kind of going like, damned if you do, damned if you don't? So it's like, I'm going to save you from COVID, but your liver will fail.
No, it's not. Like a fever in and of itself is not a bad thing, depending on how high the temperature goes or how long it's lasting for. It's a good marker for a person to be like, oh, my fever is, like, my temperature's going up, I must be sick, I should probably get into treatment.
Also,
and paracetamol has some effect of, like, bringing that down.
Would you say that getting a fever, the worst time to get it is on a Saturday night? Because of a Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got sick and left him in charge of the buttons.
There was a drum and everything. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I got to press the buttons.
Thanks, Dr. D.
I'm not even sorry.
Yeah, get well soon, eh?
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to try.
Sorry, it's mate. Mitchell.
What's going on?
Sorry, mate. We're all good. We're good.
Oh, we're back?
Yeah,
we're back. It's 7:16. Mitchell and Michael. Mitchell Tidley in the studio. I don't know what's happening, but here we are.
No, we were playing the Killers, and then it ran out, and then turned your mic on, and you had no idea we were on air. But here you are. We're on air. Look, we got it. We're good. I'm pressing the buttons. You're at home. You have COVID. Okay. It's all good. Just I'm pushing on, and it's giving you a lot of time to think.
Now, I'm asking the question on 1-800-011-666. Are you using regular human names for your pets? After we changed our last cat's name to Mama, it was Carol. But then my sister-in-law, her cat is basically called Jack. And I don't sit well with it. Your pets should have pet names.
Yeah, you don't like made up. You don't like normal names. It is confusing because if you're like, oh, me and Greg the other day, and you're like, oh, your friend Greg, and you're like, no, your cat, and you're like, okay, that's bizarre.
Like if I had a goldfish called Mitchell,
yeah,
like he could probably do the panel work today as well. It'd suit quite nicely. A 1-800-011-666.
Just to clarify what you just said, I tried to turn your mic off, and I turned my mic off.
Suits perfectly. We got Dan from Dongara on the line now. Dan, are you using a regular human name for your pet?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I came back from a family trip. My mum was sitting at home with a new dog in her lap, and I did not expect a new dog, and it was a bulldog. So as soon as I saw it, I pointed at it and said, that is Bont. That is going to be named Bont. And then my brother pointed at the dog and said, that is Bont. And I didn't know at the time, but my parents both had a name for the dog.
Yeah.
But we were so set on Bont that they had to subside, and now we have a bulldog named Bont.
So after the Western Bulldogs player Bontempelli?
Marcus Bontempelli, yeah. There was a couple of days that went by. We were so keen on Bont that eventually, like, the paperwork had already been sent through as another name. So she had to sit us down and very earnestly be like, okay, we're actually naming it Bailey, but I'll let you have Bont as the middle name. So I've never referred to my dog as anything other than Bailey Bont.
Oh, that's a good one.
After Bailey Smith, surely. Has this bulldog got an excellent mullet?
Yeah, Bailey, yeah. Oh, well, that isn't what was planned, but that is now official. That's canon, yep.
Nice. Did your bulldog also go on to win a premiership and then underperform since then?
I don't know if they'll ever get that far, unfortunately. He's the laziest dog I've ever met.
Clem, Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, we have this number that the team has given us. Our producers have handed this over, and they said, if you want to talk politics, just call this. No idea who's on the other end of this line, but they are waiting. G'day, mate. How's it going? Tell us your name and a bit about yourself.
Well, look, boys, my name is none of your beeswax. The bottom line is, I'm a Struther, okay? Which is an Australian supporter of Q Anonymous. Although here in Australia, we've abbreviated like we do everything else, so we call ourselves Q Beauties or Q Utility Vehicles, okay? Perhaps you've heard of us, right? We stormed the Capitol in the US after Donald Trump had the election stolen from him. The most upsetting thing to happen to Trump since McDonald's made the Happy Meals ages 10 and under, okay? Now, I'm a sovereign citizen, which means Australian laws do not apply to me, and I don't pay for grapes that I eat in the Coles fresh produce when I steal them, okay? I'm calling in because I'm sick of sheeples such as yourselves spouting total lies, okay? It's people like you, which is why I dropped out of school. That and the fact that they don't let you do year 8 3 times. Thanks a lot, Mask McGowan.
So I take it you don't like the Premier?
Oh, no, I don't like Mask McGowan. No, I don't, okay? Trying to make me wear masks is ridiculous because now I can't tell women on public transport to smile, which everyone knows they love. He also wants to make single-use plastics illegal, and if we do that, then who are football players going to take to the Brownlows, huh?
So, obviously, a few problems with the media as well.
Yeah, I got a few problems with the media, mate. All right, I hate the media, except for Joe Rogan, all right? He's like, if thalidomide was a person, okay? He knows all about it, okay? He knows about the chemtrails, he knows about the 5G, he knows about the fact that Fredo Frog Chocolate is modeled after Clive Palmer's face. No one's talking about that, okay? And all you guys do is make us sick. I'm about to vomit just being near all these radio waves, and I'm barely even eating all my dewormer today, okay? It's all 5G. It's going into your brain, okay? It's making you insane like the tradies who mix pre-workout with Dare Ice coffee and then storm a construction site toilet like it was the Ukrainian border, okay? The only 5Gs I put up with are from my dealer because he has a sick horse, so he gets unlimited ketamine.
And what do you think of COVID?
Oh, what do I think of COVID? Novid, okay? It's all a hoax. They just invented it, okay? So now men in Perth have to stay 1.5 metres away from women we don't know, which is like, that's going to ruin Northbridge. It's a feminist agenda, okay? They want to keep taking their vaccines, and they don't know what's in them. My girlfriend had the vaccine, and now she's pregnant and dating someone else. So what does that tell you? Huh? If the scientists are so smart, then how come the last few seconds of a microwave say cooling instead of heating? Isn't that what they're meant to be doing? I'm sick. Look, I'm just sick of this. I'm sick of all of it. I'm sick of being treated like a secondhand.
We know we live in the best place on earth.
Did you just try and cut silence me?
No, mate. No. Apologies. Keep going there. That was I'm sorry, mate. Technical difficulties. I really do apologise. Please.
Oh, technical difficulties. Okay. Why don't I check your emails, Hillary? I'm sick of being treated like this, like a secondhand citizen, all right? I'm looked at like I'm disgusting, like I'm a freak.
Look, mate, do you mean it's because you haven't had the vaccine?
No, because I'm under 6 foot, okay? And if you look at the rallies, I think it's pretty common we're all under 6 foot, actually. And if you notice that, you start going like, hey, actually, this makes sense about why they're really upset about what they're actually upset. And they can make their problem someone else, but they don't have to go to family court. So look, I'm outraged.
Mate, all we need to know is which way are you voting for this next election?
Oh, it's already been decided who's going to win, all right? Your vote is as useless as deodorant, okay? That being said, I like Clive Palmer because he really speaks to me in the sense that I also think airline seats are too small and that bananas and pyjamas are part of ABC's gay agenda, okay? And look, I have to go, okay? Now, I'm going to end this on my terms because I'm pretty sure this phone call is being recorded by the government because I keep getting calls about an outstanding balance on my Blockbuster card, but I don't even have a DVD player. I sold it to buy alfoil for condoms. How's that sit for you, boys? I'm ending this now. Goodbye.
Across WA, Mitchell and Michael for breakfast.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review and share with your mates.